What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our Penn State Ohio State preview prediction video. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know what your score prediction for this game is in the comments down below, as we're actually about to shout out the winners of last week who got the closest score predictions for the three games. So comment yours down below, and if you're the closest, you'll get a shout out next week. So, yeah, do that. Also, check out the description for links to our shop, podcast, and website. We're actually about to drop a new merch line, so we're excited about that. More details on that coming out soon. Don't miss it. But let's go ahead and jump into the score prediction winners from last week. So, nobody predicted Oregon, Washington, right? They all predicted Oregon to win. They did not win. They lost 36-33. Miami lost North Carolina 41-31, the closest score prediction on that one goes to Rob McHugh. He had the Tar Heels winning that one 42-27, so congrats to Rob. He got the closest on that one. For USC Notre Dame, we have a tie between Philip F. 8978 and Austin Figueroa 48-51. They both predicted the game to finish 38-27 in favor of Notre Dame. They were actually the only two on there that picked the Irish to win. Everybody else had USC. So, you know, good stuff from those guys. Hopefully they're watching, and we'll see this and hear their shout out. If not, then I will also tag them on a post on the community tab. But yeah, so make sure you guys comment your score predictions down below. You might get a shout out next week if you have the closest. But let's go ahead and jump in to this game: Penn State versus Ohio State this Saturday at 12 p.m. on Fox. Ohio State comes in favored by 4 points. I got this off of ESPN, so I don't know what site they use or if they do their own, but that's what I'm going with. Penn State comes in at 6-0, 3-0 in the conference. Same for Ohio State, 6-0, 3-0 in the conference. Penn State, week one, beat West Virginia 38-15, beat Delaware 63-7, went on the road to Illinois, won that one 30-13, beat Iowa at home 31-0. Went on the road to Northwestern, won that one 41-13, beat UMass at home 63-0. Ohio State went on the road to Indiana, won that one 23-3, beat Youngstown State 35-7, beat Western Kentucky 63-10, went on the road to Notre Dame, won that one 17-14, and a close one. Just a breakdown from the Notre Dame coaching staff at the end there might have won the game for Ohio State. Then against Maryland, they won 37-17, and last week stomped Purdue on the road 41-7. Ohio State leads this all-time series between Penn State 23-14. Ohio State has won six straight, dating back to 2017. They've played every year. They've beat them from 2017 to 2022. Penn State looking to change that, but it's going to be a tough one as they got to go on the road to the Buckeyes. But let's take a look at the keys to the game for the Penn State Nittany Lions. Number one, get pressure on Kyle McCord / limit explosive plays. This one kind of has two parts with it, because if you get pressure on McCord, those explosive plays are going to be very, very less likely to happen. So you got to get pressure on McCord. Penn State is the number one team in the country coming into this game with 27 sacks on the season. They're averaging 4.5 a game. So they can get after the quarterback. Ohio State's offensive line is probably the biggest weakness on the whole team, so that kind of helps. But Ohio State, if you look at them, man, they're number 17 in the country in passing efficiency, number 15 in the country in passing offense with 308 yards per game, number 10 in the country with 15.27 yards per completion. So they can light it up in the air. McCord isn't an elite quarterback yet, but he will be. He's a very good enough quarterback that he can hurt you, especially if you give him time to just sit back in the pocket. And it doesn't matter how good your defense is, because Penn State is the number one defense in the country, allowing only 121.2 pass yards a game and number one in defensive passing efficiency. But, you know, if it's a scenario where, you know, McCord's having 5-6 seconds to throw, I don't care how good your defense is. Whenever you're playing receivers like that, they're going to tear you up, and they're going to find ways to get open and get big plays down the field. So you have got to make sure that you limit those explosive plays and get a lot of pressure on McCord. Another thing to note, Ohio State is number 17 in the country with 6.6 yards per play against FBS teams. I didn't Hassad Ayu's didn't count against non-FBS teams, so Youngstown State, the only one that wouldn't count there for the Buckeyes. But yeah, I mean they're a very explosive offense, a very talented offense, but they do have a few injuries that they're going to need back. Trayvon Henderson, their running back, missed last game. Emeka Egbuka missed last game. So it seems as if those guys are going to be back, but definitely something to monitor as we get closer to game time for this one, because it definitely could be something that doesn't go in their favor, and that's going to be a big loss if it doesn't. Number two, establish a run game. You got to get a run game going. You cannot be one-dimensional with a young quarterback and Drew Aller in a tough environment. Ohio State does have the number 22 rush defense in the country, though, allowing only 109.2 rush yards a game. But Penn State comes in with the number 15 rushing offense, and they're allowing rushing for 203.3 yards a game. So it's going to be who's better, you know, who's better, because this is a very good run defense versus a very good run offense. So who's going to come out and be better? And I think that whoever wins this matchup could potentially be the difference in the football game. If Penn State has a hard time rushing the football, I just don't see Aller being able to drop back and throw the ball and just lead them to a victory here, because they're going to be, if they're one dimensional, Ohio State's going to attack, and he's a young quarterback in a tough environment, and he needs a run game, in my opinion. Number three is get Aller going early. Like I mentioned, he's a young quarterback in a tough environment. You don't want him to not throw a pass for a while, or you know, have to throw it on a third and 14, something like that, for a first down. No, you want to, I would honestly consider as James Franklin coming out on the first two plays, throwing the football with him. Just, you know, Ohio State's going to be expecting you to run with a young quarterback in a tough environment, and you're more of a running team. But if you can come out and get him to throw, you know, maybe two passes, get a first down, maybe two, get him a little bit of confidence going, then start getting that run game going, kind of put Ohio State back on their heels a little bit, you know, kind of come out throwing a jab. And just kind of throw it, mix it up with them. But again, the passing game is going to be difficult to come by. Aller on the season, 65.2 completion percentage, 1,254 yards, 12 touchdowns to no picks. Hasn't really played a great defense. So, I mean, he's played Illinois, who was supposed to be a very good defense, but they've kind of fallen off a lot. They haven't really been what they were supposed to be. You look at Iowa. He played them in Iowa. Yes, is a good defense, but they were primarily running the ball against them in that game. So, you know, that's where they got a lot of their damage from. So Aller has not played a defense nowhere near the level of Ohio State yet. Ohio State comes in number four in the country in passing yards allowed, only allowing 154 yards a game. But they're also number six in yards per completion allowed at 9.26. So this is a team that is, you know, not going to let you throw the ball very easily. And whenever you do, you're not hitting them over the top for deep passes, which I think isn't really a big concern, because that's not how Penn State's offense has been ran at all season. They're not a very explosive offense. They take a lot of time off the clock. They go on long drives. So, I mean, I think that their completion yards per completion is probably going to be less than 9.26 unless they just come out throwing haymakers at Ohio State, going throwing deep passes. I just don't see that, though, with a young quarterback. But I think my three keys for the Penn State Nittany Lions to get a win at Ohio State is, number one, get pressure on McCord and limit those explosive plays. Number two, establish a run game. And number three, get Drew Aller going early. Now, on the other side for Ohio State, you know, these are going to kind of feed into each other. But number one, stop the run. Like I mentioned, Penn State, number 15 rush offense. Ohio State, number 22 rush defense. Ohio State held Notre Dame, the number 52 rush offense, the best offense that they faced all season. They're averaging 165.2 yards per game. They could be better than that. They held them to 176 rush yards on 4.5 yards per carry. West Virginia is the best run defense Penn State has faced. Number 35 in the country, allowing 119 yards per game. They only ran for 146 yards and 4.2 yards per carry on them. So this is going to be a game to really find out, all right, whose stats are boosted because of the competition they've played. Obviously, Ohio State's played the best team in Notre Dame and probably in Maryland as well. But You know, Penn State's played Iowa, they've played Illinois, they've played West Virginia. So, neither one of these teams have played any like just outstandingly great teams. So this will be the game to prove whose numbers are for real, whose aren't, and stopping the run is the first key for Ohio State. Make them one dimensional, make them throw the ball, and trust their young quarterback in a tough environment. Number two, get one-on-one coverage on the outside. Either spread guys out wide, you know, establish a run game, something, but you got to find a way to get one-on-one coverage on the outside because Penn State's defense is very good, particularly in zone coverage. So if you can get one-on-one where they're having to go man because of, you know, the rushing game that you're bringing at them, then get one-on-one coverage on the outside. Marvin Harrison, 31 catches, 631 yards, 19.5 yards a catch. Emeka Egbuka, 22 catches, 303 yards, 13.8 yards a catch. You got to get him back healthy, but still two very elite targets here in this one. But, however, if you're not able to get one-on-one coverage on the outside, but you can get one-on-one coverage with your tight end, that's where Cade Stover comes to play in at. 23 catches, 359 yards, 15.6 yards per catch, second lead receiver just behind Marvin Harrison on this Buckeyes team. Stover's a big target, and he's been a very valuable target for McCord this season. So, you know, you want to get one-on-one coverage on the outside and torch that secondary with Harrison and Egbuka. But if you're unable to do that, you still have the safety blanket of Stover, who's probably going to be matched up one-on-one with a linebacker or a safety. You'd prefer a safety because Stover isn't really a speed burner, but he's a big body and can body the safeties. So, you know, that's something to watch for. If Ohio State can get one-on-one coverage on the outside and still hold up and protect McCord, then that's gonna be very big for him. Number three is give Kyle McCord time. I said, you know, these are going to kind of work together. But, you know, I mentioned Penn State, number one in the country with 4.5 sacks a game. Ohio State, number 17 in passing efficiency. Penn State, number one in the country in defensive passing efficiency. So you got to find time and you got to hold up as the offensive line. I think that is the biggest matchup in this game is Penn State's defensive line versus Ohio State's offensive line and vice versa. Penn State's offensive line versus Ohio State's defensive line. I think this game is really going to be won in the trenches. You hear this all the time that football is won in the trenches, and I think that's true a lot of times, but I think it is definitely true in this game. I think that the trenches are going to decide this football game by a lot because if Penn State's getting pressure and that offensive line is holding up, they're going to be able to move the football, and they're going to be able to prevent Ohio State from moving the football. However, if it's the other way around, they're going to get lit up and Ohio State's going to put tons of points on the board. So you got to stay, you got to be able to give McCord time if you're Ohio State. Let him sit back in the pocket for a little bit. And it doesn't have to be 5, 6, 7 seconds back there, but give him 3, 4, you know, maybe 5 seconds to throw the football and find somebody because he has talented receivers who not only are talented deep down the field, but can make something happen off just a little 5-yard pass. So look for that. Again, Ohio State's keys to the game. Number one, stop Penn State's run game. Number two, get one-on-one coverage on the outside. And number three, give Kyle McCord time in the pocket. So with all that being said, now it's time for the score prediction. I've went back and forth on this game, been 50-50 on it. But at the end of the day, I had to go Penn State 27, Ohio State 26. I think Penn State covers the 4-point spread. I just like this Nittany Lions team, particularly the defense, and I think that they're going to be able to run the football. I didn't like Ohio State's defensive line play in the Notre Dame game. I think Penn State will get a run game going. I think Aller will be comfortable, and I think he's the real deal, and I think that defense for Penn State is just going to be too much. I think they squeak out of Columbus with a win. So that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know those score predictions so you can get a shout-out on next week's video. I hope you enjoyed today's video. Help me hit that goal of 1,100 subs by the end of October. Appreciate all of you guys watching. We'll see you tomorrow. We got Tennessee, Alabama up next.